Well, as Alan told us at the top of the arts news this evening, sadly today we heard of the death of Phil Chevron. Joining me now on the line is his Pogues bandmate, Cóch O'Riordan. A sad day, I'm sure, for you, Cóch, but maybe you can remember back to happier times. Do you remember when you actually first met Phil, when and where?
Hi, Sean. Yeah, I do remember. Philip used to hang around, drop by and help out at a record shop in London, which was run by a legendary Irish fella called Ted Carroll. And Shane McGowan worked in the record shop, and because I was part of Shane's Pogue setup, I got to meet Philip, and I was kind of a student of Irish music when I was a kid as a London Irish musician. I was very well aware of who Philip was, and I remember meeting him and just being so happy that he was everything I wanted to be. He was so intelligent and sharp and witty, and he was a well-dressed man. He made an effort, and you know, great conversation. And to hear him and Shane talking together about, you know, anything, poetry, architecture, it was such a joy. I just remember being thrilled. Yeah, that's Phil Chevron.
By the way, people who want to share their memories of Phil Chevron with us, 51551 is the text at RTE Arena on Twitter. How influential was he, first of all, Cóch, in the Pogues themselves? That relationship that developed, as you've described it there, between himself and Shane McGowan. Musically, what did that partnership give us?
Well, now, my memory of this was when the band originally started, the Pogues was a five-piece, and then they added me on electric bass because the acoustic sound needed something a bit bigger, so we became a six-piece. And Shane originally played guitar, but as Shane's kind of stature developed, there was very obviously a need to free Shane up, get the guitar off him and let him just be Shane McGowan, the front man. And so Frank Murray, the Pogues manager, had a great idea to bring in Philip Chevron to take over guitar duties, and also Terry Woods at the same time to add another dimension, a kind of folk Irish dimension. And once Philip took over guitar duties, it had a great effect because it freed Shane, but also Phil brought his own huge history and his stature as, you know, the first punk band in Ireland that was also very literate and had brought out this classic album, Ghost Town, and he'd already written songs that were classics. He could, you know, stand toe-to-toe with Shane McGowan as a songwriter. So it was a double threat there. It was pretty glorious.
The Radiators from Space, of course, that first band that you're talking about then.
Right, yeah.
His songwriting, what is it, do you think, that makes it so resonant? I mean, I'm reading stuff that people have said today, you know, Joseph O'Connor saying that, you know, Faithful Departed, for example, was the perfect description of his growing up in 1960s and 70s Ireland. Yeah, and, you know, wow, at the big gala performance that there was back in the summer, Roddy Doyle in there saying what an important influence Phil Chevron was as well. What is it that gives his songs that resonance, do you think?
Well, I think there's a hint there just in the calibre of the people who are paying tribute to him, Roddy Doyle and Joseph O'Connor. Philip was deeply literary, and I remember when I was first hearing his stuff at the turn of the 80s, I would have been catching up with him. To me, it just sounded like James Joyce set to music. It was like it was Sean O'Casey set to music. There was no gap in my mind in the quality of it. It was completely cinematic. Philip could write a lyric, and it would just put the picture in your head. The story would be in your head. The characters would be in your head. An amazing gift to have. And it's funny now that you're talking about Joseph and Roddy, and just thinking if Philip didn't have that musical dimension, he could have just as well been a great writer.
Finally then, Cóch, you've chosen a song of Phil's for us to play this evening, one that he wrote for the Pogues, in fact. Tell us why Thousands Are Sailing is the particular one you want to listen to on this day.
I think because for me is that element of Philip was a great Dublin Irish songwriter, but on Thousands Are Sailing, he took it across the water. He opened up the scope, and he brought in that element of emigration and people in New York. And there's that line in it, I didn't even get so far that they could change my name. That resonance of the people, the coffin ships, getting to Ellis Island. And it's just, I just cried the first time I heard that. It was so strong and powerful, and everything you grow up as an Irish person or a London Irish person, all those stories of the horrors of emigration, and just to hear this guy just put it into a powerful, powerful lyric, so powerful. Sorry, I keep saying powerful, but just thinking about it, I'm shaking. It was the first time I heard Thousands of Sailing. It was just stunning. And the combination of Philip's amazing talent as a songwriter and Shane McGowan's voice, oh my God, what a combination.
Thanks for talking to us this evening, Koch.
All right, Sean.
The island, it is silent now, but the ghosts still haunt the waves, and a torch lights up a famished man who fortune could not save. Did you work upon the railroads? Did you rid the streets of crime? Were your dollars from the White House? Were they from the five and dime? Did the old songs turn to cheer you? And did they still make you cry? Did you count the months and years? Or did your teardrops quickly dry? I know the things was not to be on a coffin ship. I came here and I never even got so far that they could change my name. Thousands are sailing across the western ocean to a land of opportunity that some of them will never see. Fortune prevailing across the western ocean, their bellies full, their spirits free. They'll break the chains. The death of afternoon, we stepped hand in hand on Broadway, like the first man on the moon. And a blackbird broke the silence as you whistled it so sweet. And then Brendan Behan's footsteps, I danced up and down the street. And we said goodnight to Broadway, giving it our best regards. Tipped our hats to Mr. Cohen, dear old Times Square's favourite bird. Then we raised a glass to JFK and a dozen more besides. When I got back to my empty room, I suppose I must have cried. Tickets in a lottery, postcards were mailing the sky, skies and oceans, from rooms that the
Thousands are sailing, the Pogue song written by Phil Chevron, who died today at the age of 56. And just some of the reactions that have come into us while we were listening there. Mary Paul, let's not forget Phil Chevron's work with Agnes Barnell too. RIP, says Mary. Talking Philip Chevron, RIP on Arena right now. One of the best, Doug tweeted to say. And finally, Bernie Bradley tweeted, he was one seriously cool dude, RIP.